The city of Silver Bay wants to forge new ground on the North Shore. They have an ambitious plan to transform the city's existing business park from run-of-the-mill to state-of-the-art.
It's a project to essentially take what is now the current business park and transform it into an eco park by way of industrial clustering and through renewable energy, take the park and its heat and power needs off the grid.
That's Bruce Carman. He's the project coordinator working with the city of Silver Bay to develop what they're calling an eco-industrial business park. The bold project features a biomass-fueled combined heat and power plant, a wood pellet production plant, greenhouses producing fresh vegetables and fish for local consumption, and clusters of related businesses.
Essentially, the idea and the concepts were introduced to us by Tim Nolan, who directs sustainable industrial development for the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency. He and I worked together on the grant, the initial grant, to make it adaptable to the city of Silver Bay and to make it, let's say, cost-effective using the natural resources that exist around Silver Bay.
The park would be energy self-sufficient, using heat and power generated from a city-owned biomass energy plant.
The means to heat and power through renewable energy, locally produced renewable energy, provides a more stable environment in that you can predict an energy cost to a specific business. That has an immediate bottom line effect in terms of increased profit. So if you take today's current issues over in the Middle East, where oil has just jumped up to $100 a barrel, you're looking at increased cost to businesses. Should those businesses be located in the eco park and their heat and power comes off of biomass, they're not looking at that unstable environment for energy costs. So it produces in an economic development tool to bring in businesses.
There are also plans for greenhouses producing fresh vegetables, fish, and algae for biodiesel production.
We're looking at trying to start construction of the first greenhouse in June of this year. The city will probably own the first greenhouse. It is approximately about an 8,000 square foot facility. It will have a harvest cycle of approximately 6 weeks. So every 6 weeks, we'd be able to harvest the fish for local food consumption, for the schools, assisted living centers, hospitals. Well, it's essentially designed or conceived around the flow of water. Initially, the water starts in the fish tanks, and that water becomes enriched through the waste produced by the fish. That water then essentially goes from the fish tanks to some hydroponic troughs where we would be looking at growing lettuce, tomatoes, herbs. And in those troughs, that water is absorbed by the roots of the plants to grow the plants, essentially 100% organically. And at the same time, that water is cleaned by those nutrients from the fish waste being removed from the water. The system within the greenhouse is 100% closed. There are very little, if any, waste that actually leave the greenhouse, and essentially the water that starts in the fish tank can remain in there for years and years. The design team that looked at doing that actually went to a facility in Alberta, Canada, and they have had water in their tanks for 7 or 8 years. So it just basically demonstrates the sustainability and the whole ideology of the eco park itself.
The anchor of the park is the biomass heat and power facility owned by the city of Silver Bay. But for the city to own a public utility, the citizens must approve it, and there's a vote coming up on May 10th. More information is available from the city of Silver Bay at 218-226-4408 or online at silverbay.com. For WTIP North Shore Community Radio, I'm Kara Thomas.